Some of New York's art museums opened their doors free of charge last week to offer what their directors called sanctuaries of respite and contemplation. This weekend here in Washington, the Phillips Collection will open an exhibition of French Impressionist still life painting. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg says that show has been affected by last week's attacks.
The signature work of this show, the one that's on the catalog cover, Monet's Jar of Peaches, hadn't gotten in from Dresden when I went for a preview on Tuesday. Instead, there was a reproduction on the wall with a small sign, "Due to the tragic events of September 11th, the arrival of this painting has been temporarily delayed." And airport delays also meant two other pictures hadn't arrived from Europe. Yesterday, a Fantin Latour got in late from Chicago. The Phillips is confident all 82 still lifes will eventually hang on its walls. What is on display is a cornucopia of 19th century beauty and, yes, comfort. Painting from museums and private collectors in Paris, Orléans, Amsterdam, Boston, St. Louis, Denver, so many places. Paintings by the French masters, bruised pears and an exuberance of flowers by Courbet, two white Manet peonies in close-up that swirl like satin ball gowns. Van Gogh is there, Tahitian oranges that look as if Gauguin painted them with sunset, and moonlight colors some Cézanne apples. Simple objects we all know, plums, onions, a paring knife, shoes, celebrated in oil paint by artists who were making revolution with their quick brush strokes. Seeing them now is a reminder of the ordinary things that make up and pleasure our lives, and through art, last. Art and grief helped open the doors of this small Washington museum. Duncan Phillips loved art and collected some major works. When his beloved father and brother died in 1918, he decided to make his passion their memorial. The Phillips Collection opened to the public 3 years later. Phillips hoped his museum would be joy-giving and life-enhancing. Outside now, a few miles from the museum, terrorism has scarred our landscape and our hearts. Inside, these vivid creations of color and shapes are indeed a respite. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.